Chapter 21. High Coruscant Orbit.
Perhaps it would have been better if the Galactic Alliance government could have kept the tragedy a secret. But it wasn't possible. Thousands witnessed it with their own eyes, as the GA naval frigate Fireborn passed between an orbital Golan gun platform and a hotel space station shaped like a child's top. The event was promising to become a media circus. The government had already announced that Fireborn had been diverted from its normal picket routes so it could personally deliver its most famous prisoner, Klaatuanian terrorist slash freedom fighter Grunel Ovan, to justice. The stargazing decks and lounges of the hotel were packed with the curious, some of them, to the delight of news directors, wearing or waving banners with slogans such as Free Grunel or GA Out of HUD Affairs as the frigate cruised past. Then, Fireborn exploded. It was so sudden that for several long moments, the witnesses had no idea what had happened. The arrowhead-shaped frigate, headed for a low Coruscant parking orbit, was abruptly replaced with something resembling a tiny white dwarf star. The fireball swelled out as the crowd staggered back from it, many hundreds of people shielding their eyes. Then, as vision cleared, they stared at the spot where Fireborn had been, the spot where nothing now remained. Moments later, the first pieces of heat-warp debris slammed into the transperisteel viewing walls of the hotel. The huge viewport shuddered, some of them dimpling or actually buckling from the impacts. Atmosphere spilled out into space, not enough immediately to endanger the hotel guests, but decompression alarms shrilled their message of impending disaster, adding to the chaos and confusion of the moment. Terrified guests shrieked and stampeded away from the suddenly fragile-seeming barriers, squeezing in, crushing numbers through bulkhead portals that promised to lead to greater safety. The viewports held, their structural strength witnessed by the bravest or craziest of holocam operators present. Those operators also captured images of the wounded, hotel guests trampled by their fellows in the mad rush to safety. Within minutes, those images were being broadcast across all holo channels, breathlessly narrated by anchors and field journalists, only to be shoved aside by the final message of Grunel Ovan. It was broadcast from an emergency beacon apparently launched from the Fireborn moments before the explosion. The message was received, recorded, rebroadcast, and annotated by news services all across Coruscant.